Come close together, brothers.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده وبعد حسن بصري رحمه الله was a very great tabi'i. He enjoyed the suhbah and the company of many great sahaba رضي الله عنهم. Hasan Basri was known as a very pious personality. His views in tafsir are well known. Furthermore, in terms of spirituality, his words are pearls of wisdom. So we share with you one statement of Hasan Basri rahimahullah. He once said, "Tafaqqadu al-halawata fi thalathin." Search and look for enjoyment in three things. If you really want enjoyment, then search for it in three things. Fi salati, wa fi al-Qur'ani, wa fi al-dhikr. In salah, in Qur'an, and in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He then said, فَإِن وَجَدْتُمُوهَا فَمْضُوا وَبَشِرُوا. That if you do find enjoyment in these three things, in salah, in the tilawat of Quran, and in dhikrullah, then understand that you are okay. Things are going good for you. فَإِن لَمْ تَجِدُوهَا فَعْلَمْ أَنَّ بَابَكَ مُغْلَقْ. But if you don't find enjoyment in these three things, in salah, in tilawat of Quran, and in dhikrullah, then understand very well that your door is closed. The door of your heart is closed. So this is indeed a profound statement of Hasan Basri rahimahullah. Scholars of Islam explain it with a logical example. So we all have two dimensions to our existence. We have our physical self, a physical dimension, and then we have a spiritual dimension to our lives that has got to do with the ruh, with the soul. So this is something we all understand very well when it comes to our physical well-being and physical health. If there is someone in the family that's very ill, is very sick, so what's one of the first signs that this person is very ill? The sign is that he loses his appetite to eat and drink. So he may be terminally ill, he may be bedridden, he'll have visitors coming to visit him. So whenever people will come and visit, they will also ask, is he eating? How's his appetite? And the family members that are looking after this ill person, the day the ill person manages to eat a bit more, it makes them very happy. And the day he's unable to eat, they get very worried that this is a very dangerous sign. So sometimes if you will visit, then the family members will tell you that today he managed 2 teaspoons of soup. Today he managed 2 teaspoons of water. They become very happy. But when the appetite goes and there is no talab and no desire for food, everybody knows it's the beginning of the end. So this is something we all understand when it comes to physical nourishment. Similarly, we need to understand when it comes to our spiritual nourishment. If there is no desire and there is no talab to do amal, to do ibadah, to do good deeds, then it's a sign that a person is very ill in terms of his spiritual well-being. He's very sick. There's no appetite anymore. And this is a very dangerous point in a person's life. If a person loses appetite for spiritual amal, for nurani amal, For good amal, if the appetite is lost, then it's a very, very dangerous point in a person's life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants us this month of Ramadan every year in order to give us a booster and in order to spiritually nourish us. What is one amazing wisdom of the month of Ramadan? The month of Ramadan exposes and makes manifest the inherent potential in every believer, in every mu'min to worship Allah. It shows us that we have the potential. And the month of Ramadan comes like a vitamin, like a supplement, like how people that are losing their appetite, they will go to the doctor, they will go to the pharmacy. So the doctor or pharmacist will say that take this particular medication, this will once again create an appetite, a desire for food. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us this month of Ramadan that comes like a very honorable guest from the side of Allah once a year, in order to give us that supplement that we need. And if a person spends his month of Ramadan correctly, then his entire year he will be well nourished. And what does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala do in the month of Ramadan? Allah makes a divine system in order for us to focus on our spiritual, on the spiritual dimension of our lives. So two special things Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does, that in the month of Ramadan, Allah has made fasting obligatory, compulsory, that there will be 10 to 12 hours, 14, 15 hours, depending on the season, in the day, that a person cannot eat and drink. Remaining hungry and not eating for 12 to 15 hours, this brings the nafs under control. This makes it easy for a person to control his carnal self. So that's one divine plan, one divine system from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to allow people to spiritually, to focus on the spiritual dimension of their lives. And the second thing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the light of hadith, makes the arrangement that the shayateen, or at least the rebellious shayateen, are all chained. So Ramadan is a very, very special gift from Allah's side. And it's a divine plan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to spiritually nurture us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is our Rabb. The word tarbiyah comes from the word Rabb. Allah makes our tarbiyah. Allah makes our physical tarbiyah and Allah makes our spiritual tarbiyah. That Allah has promised, this is part of the qualities of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah is Rabb. So part of the spiritual tarbiyah for the mu'mineen, for the believers, is that Allah grants us the month of Ramadan. And what's the sum total of the month of Ramadan? Let's start focusing on the spiritual dimension of your existence. For 11 months, you are focused on your physical well-being and that of your family, working morning till evening. Most of the time, our discussion, our focus, our energy, our resources, our time, our attention is on physically nourishing us. And that physical nourishment we need, and to earn a living, is also an obligation. But all of that is going to end when our period of time in this worldly life will come to an end. That will also end. But there's a more important dimension to a person's life, and that is his permanent life in the hereafter. So Ramadan comes for us to focus on this, that now focus on bringing nurani a'mal into your life. Salah will bring nur. Tilawat of Quran will bring nur. Dhikrullah will bring nur. So it will recharge the heart. Just like our mobile phones, we cannot use it all the time without recharging. Ramadan is here to recharge the heart. So it needs to be recharged, like sometimes our mobile phones, we connect it to the power bank. So what's the power bank of the heart? The power bank is Salah, Tilawat of Quran, and Dhikrullah. And it's adorned and beautified, fortified and strengthened with fasting in the month of Ramadan. That makes it Nurun ala Nur. Now why do we need these Nurani A'mal? These are Nurani A'mal that nourishes our spiritual dimension and it keeps the spiritual heart alive. And if a person is punctual with these Nurani A'mal, he will not lose his appetite for spirituality. If we look around us in the world today, the order of the day is hedonism. And what's hedonism? Where an overwhelming focus on enjoying one's life, on fulfilling one's desires, on fulfilling every desire, every passion that a person has, the call outside is to lead a hedonistic life. Do what you want to, enjoy it now. Now is the moment to enjoy. That's the call outside. But our deen wants us to remain focused on our object and purpose of life. In this temporary abode, we are all on an onward journey towards akhirah, towards the hereafter. So how will we remain focused? That in this journey of life, we need this power bank. And we need to be recharged all the time. That will bring life and nur to the heart. And that, to the extent that a person accumulates that light, to the extent that a person accumulates that nur, accordingly, the next phase of his existence is the grave. So that nur will then help him in the grave. While others, their graves will be dark, but because he did nurani a'mal, his salah will bring nur in his qabr. His tilawat will bring nur in his qabr. His dhikrullah will bring nur in his qabr. His obedience to Allah will bring nur in his qabr. His sacrificing his own passions and desires in order to fulfill the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this will bring nur in his qabr. And it doesn't end there. And then he'll be resurrected on the day of Qiyamah. And there will be moments in the light of ahadith, in Qiyamah, where it will be also very, very dark. And he'll be in need of light. And in there, these lights won't help. The physical lights of this world, the solar lights of this world, that won't help. It will be Nurani A'mal that will help. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about this. That there'll be so much of darkness that the munafiqeen will be in, the hypocrites. And they will see that the people of Iman have this nur and have this light. So they will tell the genuine mu'mineen, the people of Iman, Undhuruna naqtabis min nurikum. Wait for us. Can we also share your light? We are in darkness. We don't know what to do. We are extremely perplexed. We are in difficulty and problems. Wait for us. Can we share in the light that you have? And how did the mu'mineen acquire that light, that nur? It's through the nurani a'mal. So the mu'mineen will reply and tell them, no. That irji'u wara'akum faltamisu nura. So there are two explanations of this part of the verse. That either the mu'mineen will tell them that the place of acquiring nurani a'mal and that light was dunya. So if you want, so go back there. Here you won't get it. It's like if somebody's power bank is at home, he needed to charge his mobile phone there. Now he's in the car, he's on a journey. It's too late. He has nothing to get that recharge. So the mu'mineen will tell the munafiqeen, it's too late. You're supposed to get it there. And according to some commentators of Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will have like a station of nur. Like how you have a charging station in this world. There'll be a station of nur where the mu'mineen will go and they'll get that light. And then most importantly, that light, where does a person need it? When crossing the bridge of Sirat, which is thinner than a hair, sharper than a sword. It's a bridge that's over the fire of Jahannam. وَإِمْ مِنْكُمْ إِلَّا وَارِدُهَا. Every person will have to cross that bridge in order to enter into Jannah. So therefore, far-sighted is that person, and a real visionary is that person who understands that in this temporary abode of minds, whatever effort I can make in order to acquire and obtain Nurani Amal, to keep my appetite alive and awake for Nurani Amal, my success lies in there. Otherwise, there is destruction. Just like we all understood that ill patient, when he lost his appetite, it's the end of the road, it's the end of everything. Even the doctors will tell you now, there's very little hope. So we have to be careful that we don't reach that stage when it comes to our spiritual dimension, the spiritual dimension of our lives. And therefore, Hasan Basri rahimahullah says that search for enjoyment in these three things, in salah, and in tilawat of Quran, and in dhikrullah. So a true mu'min is that mu'min who has a regular roster and a program for him on a daily basis for salah, for tilawat of Quran, and for dhikrullah. In the month of Ramadan, he will increase in all of that. The month of Ramadan is the season of ibadah. After the month of Ramadan, just like businesses have a peak season in terms of business, they call it a festive season for business. But after that peak season, festive season, the business doesn't close down. It continues to operate. So our niyyah in the month of Ramadan should be that now it's a peak for us. But after the peak, it mustn't be that now the business of a'mal and ibadat stops until the next month of Ramadan. No. And whatever we can do to enhance and increase in a'mal so that it's as if we are now giving power to the power bank. Because the power bank itself also needs power. So we are recharging that power bank of our spiritual dimension of life. And the power, firstly, is salah. A mu'min, the most important thing in his life is salah. And one should start enjoying performing salah. Innal musalliya yunaji rabbahu. A person in salah is in direct communion with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They say when you read, make tilawat of Quran, it's as if Allah is speaking to you. When you're performing salah, then you are speaking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we need to develop the taste of ibadah, the taste of good a'mal. So salah. And then, number two is tilawat of Quran. So tilawat of Quran, one should learn to enjoy that. There is nothing more enjoyable in the world than making tilawat and reciting the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hasan Basri rahimahullah used to say, Wallahi, ma dun al Quran min ghinan, wala ba'dahu min faqa. If a person has Quran, he is the most wealthiest. If a person is deprived of Quran, he is the poorest. Everything is in Quran. So we need to attach ourselves to Quran. And we need to enjoy making tilawat of Quran. Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiyallahu anhu used to say that the kalam, the Qur'an al-Kareem is ma'dubatullah, is the dastarkhan of Allah. Like how now we will be enjoying our meals on the iftari dastarkhan, on the table spread of iftar, and there'll be a variety of food and people will have a preference and people will enjoy every food, gives you its own enjoyment. That's Qur'an. Surah Baqarah will give you its own enjoyment and Surah Al-Fatiha will give you its own It's a delicacy on its own. And Surah Yasin and Surah Tabarak and Surah Waqiyah and Suratul Kahf, etc. 114 different delicacies that one must learn to enjoy from Quran. And then dhikrullah. So the tongue needs to be moist with the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This tongue is a very small organ in the body, but it's one of the most powerful organs in the body. This tongue needs to become habituated with the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When it's habituated with the dhikr of Allah, then only khair and goodness will be uttered by this tongue. So dhikrullah of la ilaha illallah, dhikrullah of durood sharif, of istighfar, and the rewards are tremendous. And a person should be focused on the rewards. One reason why people are not focused towards a'mal and ibadah and these good deeds is we are unaware of the benefits, we are unaware of the virtues. That's why in our homes, ulama say we should have a hadith kitab where we read the fadail of good a'mal. So for example, one simple dhikr, like Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, that's all. Only Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, it comes in an authentic hadith, that the person that will read Subhanallah wa bihamdihi 100 times, حُطَّتْ خَطَايَاهُ وَإِنْ كَانَتْ مِثْلَ زَبَدِ الْبَحْرِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives all his sins, even though his sins are equivalent to the foam of the seas of the world. So easy. How long will it take to read 100 times Subhanallah wa bihamdihi? But the virtue is so great. And like that, every other dhikr, just Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, in the light of hadith, tamla'ul mizan. One Subhanallah is so valuable that it fills the scales of a believer on the day of Qiyamah. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq. These are priceless words of Hassan Basri rahimahullah, that this is where we need to get our enjoyment, actual tranquility, actual peace of mind, contentment of heart, is in the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ala bi dhikrillahi tatma'innul qulub. So that's where we have to be focused. And when a person gets into the habit and he habituates himself with good a'mal, then it becomes more and more enjoyable. Like Sahaba and the pious, then you can offer them the world, they will not be prepared to sacrifice the a'mal that they are doing. So we also need to change our taste and develop a taste for good a'mal and the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The month of Ramadan is an opportune time to do that. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us and grant us all tawfiq, that we remain steadfast in the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And may Allah grant us enjoyment and happiness and pleasure and contentment in the worship, ibadah, and the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahumma lakal hamdu kama anta ahluh. Fasalli ala Muhammadin kama anta ahluh. وافعل بنا كما أنت أهل إنك أهل التقوى وأهل المغفرة اللهم لك الحمد حتى ترضى ولك الحمد إذا رضيت ولك الحمد بعد الرضا سبحان ربي العلي الأعلى الوهاب جزى الله عنا سيدنا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله اللهم أعنا على تلاوة القرآن اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك اللهم اجعل القرآن الكريم ربيع قلوبنا وجلاء أحزاننا وذهاب همومنا وغمومنا وقائدنا وسائقنا إلى جناتك جنات النعيم اللهم اجعلنا من أهل القرآن هم أهل الله وخاصته اللهم تقبل صيامنا وقيامنا وركوعنا وسجودنا اللهم ارزقنا الاستقامة على الأعمال والعبادة اللهم ارزقنا الاستقامة على العبادة والأعمال الصالحة ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم وصلى الله على النبي الكريم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.